We continue the Shi'ur in Gemara. The Gemara says that in the Zechut of the Tzni'ut of Rachel Imenu, because she had Tzni'ut, that means modesty, humility, therefore she was Zoche, and from her later came Shaul HaMelech, descended from her. Now, why? What is the connection? Because Shaul HaMelech also was known for his sniut, his humility. And again, because he had this humbleness, this humility, he too was Zoche, that from him came Esther HaMelech. The Gemara says, explain to us, what was the tzniut of Rachel that was so outstanding? A lot of people had tzniut. What was special about her case? The Gemara tells us that the pasuk we find, that when Yaakov Avinu came to Rachel, he said to her, I am the brother of your father. Now, this is a pasuk in the Chumash. How could Yaakov Avinu say to her, I am your father's brother, when in truth, her father's sister was Yaakov Avinu's mother, which means he was his nephew and not his brother. But why did he say, I am your brother's father? The answer is, what was meant was that he said to her, I want you to marry me. She replied, yes, I am willing to marry you. I'd be very glad to, but my father is a fraud. He's a liar and a cheat, and you will not be able to overcome him. He's going to play tricks that will stop this wedding. So Yaakov Avinu said to her, if he is a fraud, faker, then I am his brother in that category. I'm as good as he is. I can play as many tricks as he can. So she asked him, is it permissible for a tzaddik to accept your proposal for me, but he'll play a trick to give you Leah instead of me as a wife? Yaakov Avinu said to her, we'll outwit him. Here are special signs, these special signs I'm giving you now, and at the night of the wedding, when the bride has her face covered, she cannot be recognized, you hand me these simanim, these signs, these symbols I'm giving you. Although it's you, if at the wedding I see that these simanim are not given to me, I'll know that it's Leah, and I'll stop the wedding. He gave her these simanim. Later on, when that night came, Rachel said to herself, what's going to happen now at the wedding? My sister will suffer a tremendous public embarrassment. Because at the wedding itself, all of a sudden Yaakov Avinu will say, no wedding, this is a fake, it's the wrong one. Imagine her embarrassment then. So therefore, what did she do? She gave these simanim to Leah, so that Leah could now fully pretend she was Rachel. This way Yaakov would not stop the wedding. How do we know this to be fact? This is not mentioned in the pasuk in the Chumash. The Gemara says, how do we know that all these things transpired? Because the pasuk says in the Chumash that Yaakov Avinu married Leah. Then it says, Vahi Baboker, and it was the next morning, Vahinehi Leah, behold, it was Leah. What's the question? Behold, suddenly it was Leah. Until now, it wasn't Leah. She was Leah all the time. The answer is that until now, he thought certainly that she was Rachel, because she had given him the simanim. Now, in the morning, he recognized her. He saw that he had received these simanim from Leah due to the tzni'ut, the humbleness, modesty, and kindness of Rachel. Because of this, Rachel was Zoche, that from her came forth Shaul HaMelech, King Shaul, who was also possessed with these characteristics. The Gemara asks, where do we find Shaul as being that humble? The Gemara tells us that after Shaul HaMelech had come to Shmuel the prophet, and he had been told he is being appointed as king, he returned, went back to his home, and there he met his uncle. His uncle asked him, where were you, what took place? And he told him he had come to the place of Shmuel the prophet. Then the stories that took place, but the pasuk says he did not tell him anything about his becoming king. because of his modesty. This was the modesty of Shaul HaMelech. Because of this, he was Zuche, that from him came forth Esther HaMelech. We find the same thing with Esther HaMelech. There too it says Esther HaMelech told no one about her heritage, that she was a Jew, or who her nation was. This too is tzniut. A person who keeps his mouth closed, doesn't talk too much, that's tzniut of the mouth, the tongue, keeping the tongue from speaking too much. So all this, because of their zechut, they were zochet to have come from them, the people of the same quality, the same type.